Rashi in this week's parsha, when Moshe Rabbeinu was appointing Yehoshua, so he points out that what he's really giving him is not srora, which is power, a lashon of sar, but rather it's avdus, it's sherus, it's a process of service to others. The sar in Klal Yisrael, the leader in Klal Yisrael, is a person who his purpose and his function is to service somebody else and take care of them. The reason why we need a leader is because the leader is going to help the tzibur. The purpose is not for the leader, the purpose is for the tzibur itself. So there's a sefer on the Haftaras of Chumash written by Rav Hirsch's son, Rav Mendel Hirsch. In the old set of the Hirsch Chumashim, it's the seventh volume. Bereishis Shmoyis Vayikras, two volumes, Bamidbar Devarim, and then there's a volume on the Haftaras. So if you look at Rav Mendel Hirsch on the Haftarah Parshas Pinchas, when it's not during the 3 weeks, when Matos and Masay are separate, so the 3 weeks are Matos, Masay, and Devarim, so the Haftarah for Pinchas is the story of after the Eliyahu Navi goes to Har Carmel and he's able to best the Nevi Baal and Nevi Sheker, and the Esh comes down from Shemayim, which is the Haftarah of Parshas Kisisa. So Eliyahu Navi eventually goes out to the Midbar and it's time for him to pass on and move on, and he appoints Elisha as the Navi in his place. That's the story, which is the Haftarah Parshas Pinchas, which is very apropos. It's Eliyahu passing on the mantle. Literally, he passes on the cloak, physical cloak of leadership, onto Elisha. And Elisha becomes a leader, and Moshe Rabbeinu is passing on to Yeshua. That's the parallel to the Parsha. But the Haftarah starts with the following words. It says that Eliyahu Navi girded up his body, he girded up his loins, and he ran in front of Achav, and because of Kavod HaMalchus, so he showed Kavod HaMalchus by running like an eved in front of the master. So see, he has the following ha'ara. We have to picture what just happened. There's probably been no Navi, there was no Navi who had that type of authority and power over Klal Yisrael since Moshe Rabbeinu, as what Eliyahu had done. He had gathered together all of the Malchus of Ephraim, of the Malchus Yisrael. He took the Nevi'ah Baal and Nevi'ah Sheira, 400 Nevi'ah Baal and 450 Nevi'ah Sheira, 850 the Nevi'ah Sheker for Avodah Zarah, the priest for Avodah Zarah. He killed every single one of them. These are the people who were appointed by Achav and Izebel, who are the king and the queen. And he basically totally discredited and undermined the power of the king and the queen. And all of the fights between the Eliyahu and Achav, he kept saying that the source of Klal Yisrael is Achav. He'd proven it to all of Klal Yisrael. Furthermore, there had been a drought for a period of time of almost 3 years, and now he brought rain. When Klal Yisrael did tshuva, he brought rain to Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael had such a clear understanding of the power and authority of the Navi. And the sikhsuch who had been between Eliyahu giving Musar to the Melech is leading Klal Yisrael astray to Avodah Zarah. And this is the moment Eliyahu Navi goes and runs in front of Achav as a servant. He says, if you look at some of the historians who like to play games, you know, they present that the history was a fight between the prophets and the kings, so who should be the leader and who should have the power and who should have the authority. And it was a political issue, it wasn't, you know, religious, etc. If you want there's no better way to disprove that is from the story over here. At this moment, Eliyahu, he humbles himself in front of the king, and he runs all the way back from Har Carmel to the base of Melech, which was a distance of I think it was 3 mil. He runs a few miles in front of the. It's quite a distance in front of the king as an eved. It's clear that the issue wasn't power and authority. The issue was Avodas Hashem. issue was he's here to help Klai Yisrael do the right thing, and part of that is giving kavod to the Melech, even when the Melech has done something wrong, and therefore Eliyahu HaNavi at this moment chooses to show his humility, and he's here to serve. Have a good Shabbos.